Welcome to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Your host, Rachel B. Foy.
Guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited about this season two. You guys know that season two is all about inspiring and inspirational stories. So here with me today, I have the young and talented De'Asia White. Tell everybody hi, De'Asia.
Hi.
So De'Asia, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, of course, I'm De'Asia White. I've been living in Anderson since like two with my grandma.
Okay.
It's just us two in the house. I've been playing basketball since I grabbed the ball.
Wow, okay.
And that's basically me.
That's basically you. And this year, why is this year so special? Like, what's about to happen in a couple weeks?
I'm finna go off to college. Play some basketball.
Yes, she is graduating high school and she's going off to play basketball. Now, why I wanted De'Asia to be on the podcast is, number one, because she's a phenomenal role model for young girls here in the community. My two girls absolutely love her. She is a coach for like the spring or the summer league basketball, as well as a mentor to many young girls active in the community. So even with all of that, aside from all of that, she is being very modest, but she just made history at her school. And it's a completely inspiring story, but she just made history at her school, completely inspiring story. So I want De'Asia just to kind of share, what is it that you are making history in at your school?
Well, I was the first female basketball player to sign a four-year college to go play at that college. Yeah.
Did y'all hear that? She says she is the first female athlete for basketball to sign to go and play at a four-year college. That's huge. So this year. Now, we're going to take just a really, really quick break. And when we come back, I want De'Asia to talk to us about the mindset she had to have to be able to accomplish something so huge. So you guys hold on just a second and we'll be right back with the I Quit Podcast.
You are listening to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy.
The things students say, like, you know, man, because of this book, I didn't commit suicide. Because of this book, I can now speak in public and come out of my shell. Because of this book, I'm not so worried about what other people say about me, you know, not looking for their validation. That's what touches me.
My favorite chapter was about not letting either your boss, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, family, anybody get in your way of being successful in whatever it is you want to do.
To purchase Life Is Not Complicated, You Are, or the other 99 times, or to download the audio versions, please visit carloswallace.com.
Elite Hair Salon, grand opening, August 6th, 2019. Located at 111 I-45 South, Suite B, Huntsville, Texas. Wine, great hair services, such as extension installs, hair color, braiding, and so much more will be offered. Follow on Instagram, elite_hair_salon_LLC, for updates and exciting news.
All right, guys, we're back with my special guest today, De'Asia White. So, De'Asia, we're talking about inspirational stories, and I was sharing with the audience that, you know, you just made history at the school. But let's talk about, for young people, why it's so significant. Because with basketball, most players need to be a certain height, right?
Yes.
Do you fit the height usually?
Not really. For a point guard especially. Most point guards are like 5'6", 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only 5'3".
Wow.
So I have to use my height as an advantage in the game sometimes and have to work around things.
Okay, so tell me, how do you use your height as an advantage at times in the basketball game?
Most people are taller, so defensively I'm able to get lower with them.
Okay.
It's like a challenge. I like to think of new ways I can get around taller people and score on taller people. So, like having that in my brain.
In your brain. Yeah. That's very good. So let's talk about that. So with the unlikelihood because of her height, you were able to dismiss that because you've been using your, as you said, your brain, you know, and trying to figure out different ways to get around the opponent, but then also not looking at your height as a disadvantage, because you never said a disadvantage. You said you could use your height as an advantage. So how do you help young people to change their mindset? Because that's a very positive mindset. So how did you gain your positive mindset?
I didn't always have it.
Okay, that's real. That's keeping it real. Okay.
My freshman year, my coach asked me to step up and be the new point guard for them, and I didn't really want to do it, but as like when I started playing and as I started being more creative, I found ways where I can become a leader to my other teammates and have to step up. Like I love that I had to become mature,
right,
and grow up and learn how to lead for myself and for the team.
And so you have actually been a leader not just starting your freshman year, but in a lot of areas of your life you've been a leader, but specifically on the court. What advice would you give young athletes that are having to step into that role and become a leader, and it's something completely new for them?
Yeah, I would just say communication. Like, that's the biggest thing. And make sure whenever you're leading, make sure you're setting the example also. Don't just try to say, hey, you need to do this, but be a visual of what you need to do, and then other people will be watching and follow your footsteps.
So do y'all, this is what I'm talking about young people being so inspiring, and just the information that she's giving to young people. It's not just what you say, but it's also she's modeling it, and she knows that, hey, I can't just say this. I have to actually be walking this out myself. Yeah. All right, now let's talk about this work ethic, because just because you have a positive mindset does not mean you are going to be signed to a four-year college. So what kind of work have you had to put in to be able to play at the college level?
Early mornings, late at night, you just have to constantly work on your game, constantly work on your mindsets, you know. I mean, the more you work, the more easier it becomes, and the more you want to work, you know.
So tell me about some of the things you may have felt like you had to sacrifice to be able to get here, because a lot of young people are like, well, I'm in high school, these are my best years, I can't miss this party over here, or we have this and this going on, so I can't come out there and shoot or practice today. So what sort of sacrifices did you have to make?
I had friends, relationships. Sometimes you just can't have a boyfriend.
Sometimes she couldn't have a boyfriend. She had to stay focused. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
They always want to go out or something, but you know you have to go in the gym and practice and get your shots up or get your dribbling in. You know, sacrificing having to keep your grades up, have to think about that. You know, you go work out late, and then you have a test the next morning. So you have to balance all that too.
Balance all of those things out, from the social life aspect, from the athletics of what you need to put in, from even like the health and the sleep you need to get? What about your eating? Because a lot of our young people feel like, well, I can snack on these chips and things like this and I'm gonna be all good when I get out there on the court.
Yeah, no, the saying you are what you eat, that's true, because you just go and eat donuts and everything, you're gonna feel it on the court.
Okay.
Especially being a point guard and us being a small school, mm-hmm. you don't have a lot of subs. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna be out there for a lot of minutes and you can't eat anything bad for you.
So you gotta stay healthy, not just healthy in your mindset, but healthy in your body as well. All right, very good. So we were talking about, you know, work ethic and at school and things feeling like a sacrifice. This is a question that I know all the young people are asking. Do you feel like what you had to sacrifice in high school was worth it for where you're going in life right now?
I honestly do think it was worth it. Some things that I sacrificed wasn't gonna last that long anyways.
Wow.
So I knew this was what I really wanted to grow up and do, so it was really worth it.
It was really worth it. She already knew what she wanted to grow up and do. And so tell us, like, when did you decide, okay, I want to play at the college level?
I was very young. When you're young, it's just a dream, you know?
Right.
But when you grow up and you still have that same dream constantly going, you knew, like, that's really what you wanted to do.
And because that was your dream, you made the sacrifices and you put in the work to make it happen, where you've made history at your school.
Yes.
I cannot reiterate that enough. Like, I was so, as soon as I saw her signing, I said, I've got to get her on the podcast, because not just young people need to hear this, but people in general, that from a very young age, you knew this was what you wanted. And as you got older, regardless to what life threw at you, you knew what you wanted and you were willing to make the sacrifices.
Yes.
And I love what you said, that some things you sacrificed, you knew they wouldn't last long anyway, and this is what you wanted.
Yes.
Deja here dropping knowledge. I'm just reiterating what she's saying. Okay, we're gonna take one more quick break and we will be back with
Deja.
We'll be right back with Deja, guys. Hang tight.
2103 Sunglass Suite wants you to be shamelessly shady. 2103 offers a vast selection of trendy, durable, and fashionable eyewear. Visit our website now to view our new summer collection at 2103.com. Follow on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat at 2103 Sunglasses.
And we're back. So Deja, we're getting ready to wrap up your interview. So let's talk a little bit about, we've talked about your mindset. And so if you could say there are two keys to you having a positive mindset, what were the two things that helped you not only have it, but keep a positive mindset in adversity?
I would say God. He's, of course, always there. And always. Whenever I feel down, I know I can pray and he'll, you know, help through any situation. And also my grandma, she has been the biggest support through all of this. And whenever I felt doubtful, she encouraged me to keep going and to keep my mind on that dream that I've always wanted.
So God and her grandmother that kept her vision before her and kept her uplifted and encouraged. Okay, so what can you tell maybe young people who doesn't have someone like your grandmother in their life? Then where could they turn?
You could always turn to God for sure, but just seek out other inspiration in your life. It could be coaches, teachers, sisters, brothers, just someone that you know is there for you and someone that's always encouraging you through things in life. It's good to find someone to be your backbone.
Okay, good. That's right. Hashtag truth. It's good to find someone to help be your backbone. Okay, so now, how do you prepare yourself? You know you're getting ready to go to college. You know you're getting ready to play on that level where what you've worked for all this time, it's like the dream is coming true. So how do you prepare yourself mentally for this next chapter of your life?
I know it's going to be way probably tougher than high school basketball, but just keep a strong mind. Just know, like, I've gotten this far. I know I can keep going farther and farther. And making sure I surround myself with the right people that's going to encourage me, because I'm going pretty far from people around here. So I make sure I find people like that and have the same mindset as me also.
That's good. So she's going to surround herself with people that have the same mindset as her. Okay, so last thing before we go, your biggest, so you're completing 4 years that you've been in high school. What would you say, whether it's from life, from the court, from classes, whatever it is, what's your biggest takeaway from your high school experience?
Leadership. I didn't always see myself as the leading person, but in class and on the court, it made me pull out my leadership and learn to lead under others, and also learn how to lead myself, because it was always just a dream. But after that, after I learned how to lead and communicate, I could see it come to reality.
Yes, and I love how she keeps saying lead, and then she also says communicate. So talk to the young people right now, because, and I won't even say young people, I'll say people in general. Most communication now is happening with emojis and text. Okay. So how do we verbally communicate? How did you grow those skills? And why do you think it's important for young people to be able to communicate?
As a point guard, you're behind the coach. So when things are happening on the court, you don't have a phone to text them and say, hey, you're messing up. You really have to go tell them, or tell them how to help their, what they're doing on the court wrong or something. So that helped me gain that abilities. And just when there's a problem, I just believe that you should go communicate and talk to the person that you have a problem, like going over the phone or texting or going to social media about it. I don't think that's the right way to handle the situation.
And so what can you, and this is especially for our young listeners who are listening, where, like, in, I'm gonna say us older or more seasoned people, we didn't grow up with social media. So we didn't have that, where if you post something or put something out there, it's literally there forever, because as soon as you think you can take it down, someone has snapped a screenshot. Somebody got a screenshot of it. So what advice do you give the generation that's coming up, and just young people in general, about how to be safe with social media?
Just think before you do. Think of who you hurting and how it's gonna hurt yourself if you say or post whatever you're gonna put on there. And people are always watching. So just when you think you like got it out there, no one, and you deleted it in time or something, someone always is watching you. So
always somebody watching. So be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful. Okay, so we are almost out of time. Just the last parting. I'll ask you this question. If you could tell your younger self before you became a senior and, you know, made history at the school, what advice would you give your younger self?
Keep pushing, just reach as high as you can, because it's going to come true. You're going to make your dream. Just keep your head up.
Gonna make your dream and keep your head up. This has been so, I have just enjoyed watching you blossom as a young lady. And I mean, both, like I said, on the court and off the court. So we, with the I Quit podcast with Rachel B4, we are so honored to have you here today. Now, we're gonna have you again, right? Because we're doing the second part, right?
Yes.
Now listen, you guys have to tune in, because I haven't revealed all the details of what's going to happen on part two. But if you loved this part, which I know you do, you are going to be over the moon about part two. You'll be over the moon. So any last parting words that you want to leave just with young people before we go?
Just set your goal and do whatever it takes to reach that goal, and you will definitely reach it.
She did that. She said it. Set it. Set your goal. Believe it. Don't you say
it? Yeah.
She believed it, and then it's definitely gonna happen. And she's proof. She going to school on the sky. She is proof. She signed the letter saying she going to play basketball at a 4-year college. We are so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, guys, thank you again for joining us. I know I said it was over a long time ago, but there's just so much more I could ask her. But you got to check back in with part two. And before we go, I'll let you tell the people, who have I had the honor of speaking to today?
De'Asia White.
And where are you going, De'Asia? I didn't even ask that. Where are you going?
McMurray University in Abilene.
McMurray University in Abilene. All the way from Anderson to Abilene. Yeah, that's far.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You're going to do great. You ready. She's ready. All right, guys. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in to the I Quit podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Make sure you're on the lookout for part two of De'Asia's interview. This, she sitting here, this young lady had the mindset of a champion, mindset of a winner, and what was once a dream has now become a reality. So we are super excited to have her. Until next time, you guys go out and map it. Make a positive impact today. All right.
For more information on Rachel B. Foy, please visit www.rachelbfoy.com.